The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And
good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 22nd of July, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
You know, I always, on Monday mornings, I'm not sure who's in here, but they turn the headphones all the way down for some reason.
All right.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
Well,
are they just have that?
Is
the, are their ears that good? And if they are, I want to meet them.
I think it's a resetting the equipment after they're done kind of mentality. The person who sits there previous to your current position, it makes an effort to align all of the mics and all that.
Oh, that's nice. And is it her?
Yeah.
Okay. You know
well,
what?
They weren't aligned this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron, if that's what you do. Oh, they weren't, huh?
No. And seats were not, but that's all right. I'm not complaining. Hey, good morning. Let's just
get
into
good morning
like
to
a,
Ashley.
Yeah.
Good morning to Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay.
Yeah,
good
we had
morning,
a great
Linda
weekend, and let's talk about what's going to be happening with the weather conditions throughout the week. Get ready for it.
Wait a minute. Let's talk. I was on my hands and knees all weekend.
Well, it was
weeding.
A good weekend because it's called Moving Forward. And, of course, this
productive
week.
Productive weekend.
A productive weekend. And this week, as Ashley and I were talking about before the show began, is that this time last year, we were going through the trauma of the fire. And
It started today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
But so it was happening around. Do you know what I'm saying? There were little Happy Valley on fire.
Yeah,
you know,
Happy Valley
spot,
been on
you know,
fire.
Spot
yeah.
fires and that kind of thing. And so this whole week, you know, every day in the program, we'll be highlighting that in some way of some kind of either a guest, or we'll be talking about it. Like this morning at 8 o'clock, we'll have Jonathan in from
the Good News Rescue Mission.
Right, and we'll be talking about, you know, we'll be talking on that subject matter later, as well as many other things, what's happening with the mission. But today, let's talk about our temperature. According to the National Weather Service, it looks like our temperatures today will be about 102 and our overnight lows 71. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with 101 and our lows of 71. Wednesday calls for 104 and a low of 73. So here comes that weather, folks, that we've been able to keep at bay, you know. It's been at bay. So now let's get ready for 105 on Thursday, and Friday is 102. That is the weather forecast here. Clear skies, but very hot. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. And speaking of weather, Carl, you know, NYC and some of those places have had blackouts, and it's so hot over there that, you know, this morning, one of the women, a woman on the street was interviewed and talked about her pet. If you have dogs and you live in a high rise, can you imagine if the temperature's out and you can't, and you know how hot and humid it gets? Where do you get relief?
Well, you know, especially if they have brownouts where cut back on electricity, and like PG&E can do here this summer. You know, during this week, PG&E, if they think the winds, if there's a problem, they can cut your power off, according to the new laws that have been passed by the California Assembly. So can you imagine this? It's like 105 outside or hotter, and because there's the wind's blowing and they think there could be a fire danger in the area, they just turn your power off. So what do you do then? You know, and if it's like for 4 or 5 hours, if you're, you know, the things in your freezer and your refrigerator should be, I mean, they should be okay.
For about what,
well,
half a day,
depends,
5 hours, 8 hours?
It depends on what it is. It depends on what kind of refrigerator. Sure, I'm positive. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is that your air conditioning goes off, things that you may need in your house to run. If you've got, you know, people on oxygen or they need things like this and it runs. Now, they should always have at least one of those big tanks standing by to be able to use for oxygen. Mm-hmm. And there's some, you know, you might even have a portable generator to run oxygen machines. But, you know, it's not that many people have it. But these are just things that when you lose your power, think about it. Think about how hot that house would get in 5 hours. Well, look what happened to our house, 2 years ago? When on that 110 day,
right,
the compressor blew itself up.
Right, and you know what? We were having, you know, we donate. We talked about this before because we're doing that again. We donate a dinner every year for Turtle Bay, and somebody and we auction it off, and it's with Rick and Pam Hill, and you know, it's really a fun. It's a big deal. I mean, Pam makes her dessert, and they do all kinds of wines and appetizers, and then we make, Carl makes paella and I make sangria. Anyway, so it's a full night of come at 6 o'clock and let us completely entertain you until probably midnight is when people leave. But it was 110 and it was cooler outside and nobody complained. They got, of course, Alliance Heating and Air came to the rescue, meaning they came, owner came out. This is how hot it was. They still were crawling under the house to try to figure it out. Sorry. You know, your compressor, but they brought these big air conditioning units, like big. All they did was just blow air around, actually.
Well, they're portable air conditioning machines.
Yeah,
but it was so hot.
We were so, at that point, down to the bone. Nobody complained, and people ended up wanting to be outside, you know, early on in the night. So, you know, we're having another one this Friday or this Saturday. And we've always tried to not do it in these hot times. Like, you know, last week, this weekend would have been fine, you know, when it's not even just under 100. But now it's going to be 107, they say, on Saturday. So, anyway, we're talking about the weather. But how about over the weekend you said that you were on your hands and knees. What is wrong with a man pulling weeds?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying when you say, oh, yeah, we had I had my knee pads on.
Didn't it
now,
feel
the
good?
Last time I wore knee pads, I was carrying a rifle. And so this is where my life has changed, is that the knee pads that I used to wear were because of, in case, you know, you're getting down all the time and getting back up and all this. So you had knee pads, and some people had, you know, also elbow pads. But knee pads, so that's what I had. That's what I wore them for. And then I drug them out. And I was down on my hands and knees weeding. I'm weeding, and then I used Roundup. Now,
ooh, don't tell anybody that.
Oh, no, you can. They're still selling it. It's just, you know, they're saying some people, I would think you'd have to be, like, really exposed, like, soak yourself with this stuff. You know, but then again, I'm not sure.
We used it in the brick.
But what I do is, yeah, after I...
It was in the brick.
After we weed, then I spray it with Roundup to try and hold it back for a while. But, you know... This weekend was cleaning the house because it's going to get painted in around, I should say, the outside of the house.
Eagle Eye Painting, Dan Scott. By the way, currently 73 degrees, if you're thinking about it. Just all of a sudden, I got hot. I was like, gotta get over there and put the air conditioning down because it's going to be 100. Anyway, so Dan Scott came by and did the paint choices. It's so hard to try to decide what color to paint your house.
Yeah, well, I lost out on mine.
Well, no, it's
well,
we're
I
still...
thought purple haze was nobody else had purple haze.
We do have a
haze.
Plum.
It was going to be kind of that purplish with a darker purple in, and then I was going to see if I could stand back with the paintbrush and the white paint and kind of flick it, so I'd have like little white in there, like stars.
Okay.
You know, but I got voted down by everybody.
I did live in San Francisco in the 60s.
I did, and at least I think I did. I don't remember it.
Anyway, we're going to take a break pretty soon.
I lost a year there.
The point is that Dan Scott did come out, and you know, you go from your swatches, and you think, oh, this is great. He comes out, you just have to do a stroke on the side of the wall, and you're going, oh my, no way. So this is what's great. He brought out like 5 different selections. In the first one that was in the back of my mind, it actually wasn't in his paint strips. I was walking through Home Depot the other day, and I went, zoom. It was in between colors on his wheel. So you just he went in, and, you know, they have everything's computerized today. So they can take a color, let's say, from a certain kind of paint maker And it can be made by any paint manufacturer. So you just have to kind of know what the numbers are. So once you put that on, I was like, oh, that's what I've been thinking in the back of my mind. Now, the problem is it's darker. And I'm worried there's two things here. And I'm curious what our listeners think. It's a color that is beautiful. However, do I have to go with a lighter color just because I'm in Reading? I mean, or do I want to go aesthetically what I think feels good or looks, you know, beautiful in a home?
Well, we already know the answer to that.
I bought a white car.
We already know the answer to that.
Okay, is there anybody
out there who doesn't know what the answer is? If you don't, I'm going to say it when we get back from this break. But one of the other things on the whole weekend, because you were gone for a majority of the day yesterday shooting a film, and our Sleep Number bed.
Oh, boy. That felt good to get home into that.
And, you know, and I can tie Sleep Number into football. Now, how can I tie it into pro football? Because Sleep Number is the official, you know, wellness, sleep and wellness product for the NFL. And when you have the products from Sleep Number, including the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, because Linda and I can both have different settings in the bed. This is the one thing in life you don't have to compromise with. Bed settings and paint on the outside of the house. Because we're not compromising there at all. And my Sleep Number setting is 60. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is?
45.
So we don't have to compromise.
I move around.
And then with the 360 Smart Bed, as you're moving around in bed that night, when you turn over in this, it automatically adjusts to you. But right now, Sleep Number is offering, you go down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center right here in Reading, and you can enter for a chance to win a Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and a trip for two to the Super Bowl 54 in Miami. So you can not only get a great bed, but you get to go to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Wow. You know what? What are all the parts to this? What are all the rules and all that? Well, you have to go down to the Sleep Number store and find out. But the Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play prizes on a brand new Ranger bass boat. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling, and how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come and calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with the new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is not what to play to me in the morning on a Monday. Is this, you know, where I could be on a beach someplace. Or,
but you chose to buy a radio station instead, so that's our beach.
In Redding, California. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to KCNR.
Where's the umbrella drink?
FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. And Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, 721 in the morning. 74 degrees out there, going up to over 100 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley and your local satellite provider, B&T Satellite. They have gift certificates. They have, if you're 55 or over, you get a special deal where you will receive your first movie rental fee each month for 4 years of service, plus a free upgrade to Hopper 2 so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere. There's no receiver or plan restrictions. Do not call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite at 241-3474-241-DISH. Now,
I have something really, you know, this has really bothered me because, you know, a lot of people in the summer months go to travel, and you think about the exotic destinations. We know what's happened. The Dominican Republic, how many Americans, or just people in general, that have died in related alcohol poisoning? And I'm not talking that they've gotten completely ripped out of their brain. It's just boom. So Costa Rica has issued a national alert. Carl, I want you to really pay attention to this because
Because I drink bad hooch.
Well, no, the government has confiscated about 30,000 bottles of alcohol suspected to be poisoned. But what's happening here is 19 people were confirmed to have died over the past few weeks from methanol poisoning. The government says several alcohol brands have been tainted with methanol, a poisonous alcohol found in solvents and antifreeze. Since early June 14th, men and five women across Costa Rica have died from this poisoning. They ranged from 32 to 72. We don't have any 15-year-olds in here. But anyway, so again, brands like Aguero Montano, Aguero Gran Apache, Aguardiente, Estrella, Aguardiente Paro Roro, Aguardiente Tambuca, and Molotov. Of course, anything with Molotov in there, I wouldn't want to drink it. The Ministry of Health warned against consuming alcohol from these brands, and vendors who sell the drinks could face criminal charges. Symptoms from methanol poisoning include acute abdominal pain, headache, and lack of coordination in body movements. Victims often seek medical treatment only after a delay because symptoms tend to appear long after methanol has been consumed.
Okay.
Anyway, now, this is just, I could go on and on.
Well, what's happened here? It could be is to, you know, they could be adding this to alcohol to make it last longer. It could be, you know, I don't know if it's got to be with the, you know, it's got to be with sealed bottles or they wouldn't be seizing all these. So it makes you wonder how all those different brands
right.
all of a sudden showed up like this.
We've been watching movies about the cartel and how they have, you know, they take coke and they mix it with different things, and that's the same thing. So about a dozen countries, including India, Norway, Turkey, and the Czech Republic, have poisoning outbreaks. So this is becoming something big time.
Well, yeah, but something's happening, you know, when they're bottling it, and either their mixtures are wrong or something. Somebody's sold, you know, it'd be interesting to see what kind of common distributor there is. I'm just wondering. Okay, what's your other thing there?
Okay, so I know you have a big rant coming on.
It's not a rant.
This is something that bothers me because I feel that people try to nanny, you know, through Facebook and through posts and stuff like that. So Tom Brady, was cliff diving with his young daughter. Now I can tell you, and so people are freaking out about, you know, irresponsible. It's irresponsible parenting decision. That's the big outrage.
I got a feeling Tom Brady really doesn't give a damn what anybody thinks.
Well, here's the thing.
Including the coach sometimes.
I grew up with probably that side of what a father would do with me. I mean, daredevil, that was what we did.
You used to go riding bareback on horses. And
we did crazy stuff, and I could be dead today. It's true. You know, my mom used to think it was irresponsible parenting on my dad's part. But we got through it, and I am so happy because – you know, if you live your life worried about, can't do that because I'm going to get hurt. What a bummer to live in that bubble.
Can you imagine
have an adventure.
Can you imagine not having scars? I mean, every child should have a childhood experience that leaves a scar. I'm not talking 150 stitches, though I've had those. Not that many. But, you know, something where they're riding their bike and they make that jump and, you know, I mean, just things like that. Yeah, but you're a kid and you live through it. You know, like I faced death. Look at the two times I faced death as a child when I had the measles and the chicken pox. I faced death. You know, I didn't know that because, all kids had measles at the same time because mom and other eight women got together and we went over to see.
You had a measle party.
We got to see the Brady twins.
Yeah, the measle party.
I went over to the Brady twins and we all got measles. We all went over and hugged them.
But here's what I'm talking about again. This is what's happening, I think, with our society. It's such a nanny society about you can't do this, you can't do that.
But you don't have the right to attack somebody who's there. You're not even there.
No.
You're not even there watching what happens. And the times that I've seen Tom Brady with his kids and all these things, it seems like he really likes these kids a lot. So I can't imagine him doing something that could hurt these children.
Well, somehow somebody said anything for a selfie. Okay, like, let's talk about when you take your kids and you go ATVing. What? That's not
dangerous.
You know?
That's dangerous. What about skiing?
Oh, my God.
Look at the accident in skiing and you take your kids skiing.
Look how big that hill is.
And that kid's not wearing a helmet?
Oh, no.
He's 22. He should have a helmet on.
How about the boat? How about those poor kids that are pulled behind the boat on those big round blow up things.
Did you see Chris Reznor with his son, his little son?
Oh my God.
He was surfing behind a boat and this kid was on his surfboard,
holding on to his
hanging on to dad's leg. Oh my God. What a bad father he is. You know what? I know the Resners too. They both had their PDFs on, their personal flotation PFDs. But here's the thing is that this kid, this little boy hanging on to dad's leg
cute.
While he's surfing will have a memory for life.
Yes,
he'll
yes.
have a dad. You remember when we did?
And
this?
he'll go out and that these are with the entrepreneurs, the leaders, the people who go into unknown charted waters to explore, to try to change things. If you live and afraid of everything, I guess maybe you could be good on the computer. But I don't know. So that's what I had to talk about. That just drove me crazy because the headline, Tom Brady ripped for cliff diving with young daughter.
You know what?
It gave him anxiety. The Rock says. I don't care what the Rock says.
Dwayne,
whatever.
Dwayne said that?
A cliff jump by
no,
doing.
No.
This is the bottom line. It says,
wait a minute, Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock says it gave him anxiety.
It's because he's afraid of heights. People don't realize that Dwayne Johnson is a sissy at heart.
Yeah, that's why.
Do not send this to Dwayne Johnson.
No.
Except, you know what the thing is, again, people want to live your life for you. They want to control your life. They want to control that if you own a gun, kind of car you drive, the person you vote for. They want to control you. That's the bottom line. They want to control you. And with today's media and Facebook and Twitter and all that, and after we come back from this break, I'm going to talk about a Facebook posting I did and the answers I got back on this about racism. And, you know, because maybe once a week I'll find something to write about and just to see what people want to say. Now, this portion of the show, this is what I want to say, is brought to you. It's got to be over 100 today, my friends, at 75 right now. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and Pam, have had this business for over 30 years. They have a number of super technicians working for them. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. They offer warranties, guarantees. They're out there to help you. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more on their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages with some comments about Facebook, racism, and being a Nazi. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going to 101 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Community-oriented, community-owned, community-run, Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at Cornerstone Community Bank or bankcornerstone.com.
You know, what's great about Ashley is that she listens to what we're going to discuss in the next segment, and she plans out music for it.
Yeah.
So that was really kind of leading into this next segment.
On Facebook Friday, I wrote, do those who use the term racist and Nazi, and this was brought on by, I had like 15, 20 minutes, so I flipped over to Facebook to see what's, you know, there. And watching what people were writing about anybody who voted for Trump. I mean, that's what they say. Anybody who voted for Trump. And they used the word Nazis. They used the word racist. You know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it was just, you know, it's pathetic. So I wrote this. Do those who use the term racist and Nazi all the time really believe that? If you voted for Trump or any Republican, you're automatically categorized as a racist, Nazi, xenophobic, homophobic, etc. You're friends with Republicans, neighbors with Republicans, work or employ Republicans, and have family who are Republicans. Are they truly the racist Nazi? Really? Well, got a lot of comments on that. And ranging from
90, according to what it said today,
yeah,
90 replies.
It keeps going up.
Not just likes,
it's
90 replies.
From Linda, not this Linda. It's very sad what's going on in the country. Constantly calling people names just because you don't agree with them. Keep praying. I think everyone should be judged by the, and this is from Chris, judged by their individual actions. Labeling someone racist or Nazi because they're a Republican is counterproductive and makes one guilty of exactly the thing they are condemning. That was pretty good. Of course, and this is from Judy, of course the actions of the president reflect on his party. No one questions what he does, says or does. They're in agreement with him. I don't think you have to question it, and this is, I don't think you have to question it by writing things down or getting involved like that. You don't have to agree with it. And you just, like many people who voted for Trump, and there's millions of people who voted for Trump, millions, let's just say it, millions who voted for him, that to categorize them all as racist or Nazis is ridiculous. Nadine wrote, I agree, it devalues what the people in Germany went through, but the left has been about win at any cost. Good post. Why do you remain in Wacko, California? Because I'm still fighting. Linda and I are still fighting. We haven't given up on California yet. We still think that there's a chance that things can change here. And then Jim says, of course, it's ridiculous to categorize people because of who they voted for. I do find it interesting. Some of the responses reinforce the idea. Well, whoever someone votes for doesn't mean they agree with everything they say. I've never agreed with 100% of anyone I voted for. My bottom line is I vote for the person I think will screw things up the least. Yeah, that's what it is. Racist, Mazzo, Antifa, white supremacist, black power, all charged to make someone mad. You know, it just goes on and on and on like this. Sadly, the two words are used in ignorance. To believe Trump is a racist is wrong. This is from another Jim. But understandably, given his propensity for foot and mouth disease. Sorry, I both voted for him, but at times it's ready, shoot, aim. And, you know, and that's true. Rules for radicals from Dan. But see, these just go on and on. But what I'm saying in this is this, my friends, is really – do you really believe, when you write something like this, that Trump followers are racist? If that's the case, why don't you go to your employer or say your somebody you work for and say, you know what, you voted for Trump, and I believe you're a racist. and see what happens. Or you're a Nazi. Say that to the people you work with and see what they say or see what happens. You know, I have people in here that vote. We have people that work for us that I know vote in different ways, and I know they have other viewpoints, but we don't talk about them. I don't question them. I don't, I don't say, "Do you think I'm a Nazi?" And because we've talked about it before, and he thinks that, naming people like this is stupid. But then I saw comments by things like, "Well, my family voted Republican. I have nothing to do with them now. I cut them off." And I think, what kind of family you must have had before that, then, that you would be willing to cut off your family because they voted for somebody that you disagree with? So if you voted for Obama, and Obama did several things that were ignorant, we're still reaping what he sowed in the Middle East. You can blame Bush for it, but it was Obama that started ISIS and let ISIS thrive and to build their little caliphate. It was Obama did that, and plus other things that Obama did, and yet they didn't cut you off from the family. When I see these things, and there was more than one comment about, "Oh, no, I have nothing to do. I have nothing to do with my family anymore because of this." I find this so, so ridiculous. Okay. Moving on.
I think there's a caller. Nope. Okay.
Moving on. Dugan Barr. Dugan Barr.
Okay.
One of our favorite attorneys in Reading has filed a lawsuit representing about 400 people about the car fire. The suit alleges that Caltrans did not clear out the sides of the road like they're supposed to and let it get roaring down the road, and also suing Reading because they did not follow their own mitigation plans that they had voted on to clear the ladder fuels out from around the city. And this is a huge lawsuit that he has filed, because in Reading, and it's a good question, is they just built a mitigation plan a couple years before. The county signed in on it too. People signed in their names to this thing, and yet they weren't living up to the plan they wrote. Now, I believe Barry Tippin says we had no money to do that. Well, then you might want to find ways of, now what are we supposed to do now? Now we found ways to do it. We took, money from REU to build this, to start clearing this stuff up. Anyway, it will be interesting to see what happens in these lawsuits. ESPN, a sports network. You go to ESPN, you watch hockey games or things like that. Well, ESPN's gotten really political. And
Whoa.
It got political enough that they made the rule, you will, no politics policy. And, several months ago. Well, one of their hosts lost it again about Trump. And so ESPN comes up again and says, let us reiterate this, no politics. If a player that you are interviewing brings it up, that's one thing. But you will not bring up politics. You're here for sports. So I can't wait to see what happens to this commentator who called for Trump.
Wasn't there another guy that went off on a tirade, but he didn't lose his job?
Oh, there's been several because
might have been reprimanded.
If you're a liberal and you go off on somebody, you get another chance. If you are a conservative and you go off on somebody from one of these, you get fired. It's that's not the case in every case, but it's enough. So they ESPN, the sports network. Okay, guys, stop talking about politics. Talk about sports. Talk about something maybe you know something about. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, it's a veteran-owned business. He guarantees his work. He's been doing this for a long time, and he is a Bureau of Automotive Repairs approved business. It provides quality workmanship. Whether it's a small chip in your windshield or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 12 years ago. It hasn't gotten any bigger. You still can't see it. It did exactly what he says he's going to do. And I just love that when people tell you, I can fix this, And I guarantee it, it's not going to get any bigger. It's going to be here. You can't see it. And he did that. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 7:44 in the morning, 76 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Down on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Ready to dog back, no time, no.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award-winning, crowd-pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We love it when it's all working on a Monday. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And we are Free Fire Radio. How you doing this morning? This portion of the show, we put out big love to our sponsors, Four Winds Jewelry. Have been with us since day one. We're celebrating 10 years this year. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Head in there if you need any jewelry repair or jewelry, pay jewelry is what we used to say, jewelry repair. And let them know that Carla Linda sent you. All right, post office.
The post office on Yuba Street on Friday put up a fence. That entirely encloses it, and it says no trespassing government property. Now, people are of two ilks on this. Many of them are, oh, yeah, because if you've been down to that post office, you'll see that, you know, people complain that it smells like a urinal. There's people, you know, laying around on the grass there, people approaching you for money, the whole thing. I mean, they, you know, it's like they've taken it over. Well, other people have had literally drove in this a guy I know drove in his car, and one of the people on the street leaped onto his hood. Now, if I was going to say if you did
and
it this
a
week,
listener.
You just have to do is drive in when it's you've having your car sit out in the sun for the day. And if they jump on it now, then they're going to stick to your car because it's so hot it will burn them. But what I'm saying, though, is that now it was so bad that the post office, the feds, put this fence up. And guess what? There was nobody in there. And those under those inviting trees, there was nobody in there dropping their syringes or filling themselves with drugs right there, as people have reported many, many times. But they just moved across the side street there.
To
the Veterans Hall.
Right.
And now there's one tree at the Veterans Hall, you know, that's got you know, all this. And there must have been 10 or 15 people there. So now the next question is for the Board of Supervisors. Hey, Board of Supervisors, you going to put a fence up there?
Are we going to have fences everywhere?
We shouldn't have to.
Is that like, are we going to fence downtown park? Rain. Fence in front of
the city of fences.
The city of fences. Oh, my. The city of feces.
Well, would you rather have syringes and people bothering you, asking you for money or fighting, they're doing all these things while you're trying to go just mail a damn letter?
I'm just thinking private security.
Well,
I know everything costs money, but I mean, if there were two guards out in front, they would just be like, I'm sorry. Call me Third World Linda. I'm sorry.
Third World Linda.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I just say private security. Have them out there and say, you need to move. You need to move. You need to move. That's your job. You need to move. You need to move. But that's sad that it's in front of the Veterans Hall, and, you know, sadly, is the Veterans Hall being used as much as it could be? Let's talk about that.
Well, it used to be used a lot until two things happened.
They took away the parking.
The parking, and the county has still not been able to work that out. I don't even think they care. I really, frankly, don't think the county really cares that there's no parking there. Eh.
Can't park across the street like you.
They're just veterans.
You'd be able to park.
They're just veterans.
My question is it you? The only place that you could park there was on the side street,
right,
next to the post office, in front of the post office, up and down that street,
right,
or across the street where it was, you know, kind of funky where the railroad and everything.
Yeah, well,
isn't
the railroad's
there.
been. That's where a lot of people park. You know, you'd have hundreds of people parking there, you know, 40, 50 cars, and
right,
people would go there. But now there's no room, and you have elderly veterans coming in, and they have to park down at the parking structure. And you say, well, that's not that far away. Well, it is for some people. And the fact,
when you're on a walker,
the fact is, you're over there, you're going to park over in the parking structure, which is a magnet for these thugs. And then walk down the street and then go into the veterans hall there. So there's, why hasn't the county figured something out? I can't believe that Union Pacific, because they don't use it for anything. So, but they got into a argument last year, and the answer to the argument was, instead of working together, Union Pacific just cut off the parking for everybody and we'll tow you away. Now, I see people parking there short term as they go to the, you know, mm-hmm, as they go to the post office. But I've heard so many complaints from people that they don't even let their wives go to the post office, or women don't want to go to that post office anymore.
And sadly enough, had lunch the other day with somebody that we love that does business. We do business with them. We support their business. We talk about them every day on the air, and they don't go to that post office anymore. They just end up going up to MailBiz. They won't even go there.
And they don't even go.
That's just one. And let's, why we're talking about it, you know, and I don't want to throw in like negative Nancy and negatory and all those things. Three people in the last 4 days have declared they're moving. Their houses, they're putting their house up for sale and they're moving to another state. Three people we know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Well, I've been talking since Thursday that we didn't know that we're really making the plans, bought the place, going to do it.
They're moving from Redding or they're moving just to out of California?
No, they're moving out of California.
Moving out, because I know
they're moving
others.
From Redding to another state.
That's it.
They're done. Okay, so the question and the thing is why? Well, I can't. The first thing that came out of one was Newsom, California. It's tough to do business in California, even being in California. We can't afford to retire here. Those are the three things.
The big thing I think.
But the number one is retire.
Huh?
But the number one is being able to retire.
Being able to retire in some place out of California. Yeah. And we, you know, in fact, we had lunch with some people the other day that were talking about that. And where are they going to? Texas. You know, California, you got to like it here because it doesn't make it easy on you. It doesn't make it easy on you. When we come back at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Jonathan Anderson here of the Good News Rescue Mission, and we're going to talk about some of these things that you're seeing. I mean, the fence is not a lovely fence. Other people said, "Well, why don't you put up one of these really nice wrought iron with the real sharp, pointy things on the top?" Because it costs probably a lot more than this fence. However, maybe this is just a temporary fence, and they are going to put a nice fence in there. But they just had enough. I'm thinking it's probably the employees had said, you know, I'm having to park down the street here to come in, and it's early in the morning or it's later at night when I'm leaving, and it's getting bad out there. Well, and so they're trying to protect them.
Went to Santa Fe and we went with our kids, and they had a beautiful wrought iron fence around one of the federal buildings there. Remember when Vince got us in and we wanted to view it? It was on a weekend. And that was I think a wrought iron fence does work around federal buildings and probably for the very same reasons. Theft, people laying around, that kind of thing. Okay, before we take a break, speaking of which, this is a study that came out saying small decisions like what to eat for dinner, too much consequential ones such as choosing a career to pursue. We are all faced with numerous choices on a daily basis. This is out of the UK. That hindsight is 20/20. 4 out of 10 adults regret their life choices. Many will say that it is they wish they would have spent more time with their family. Comes down to that.
Well, you know what? When you're sitting on the porch of that multi-million-dollar house overlooking the ocean there, I wish I'd spent more time with my family.
Some of them will also say neglecting their health. You know, we have many segments on the show about taking control of your health. Many wish they'd been a better partner or parent to their children. And of all the regrets seem to be a big motivator as well. 40% of respondents claiming they want to make some positive changes in the near future. All of us are going to die one day. And so what are you doing? That's the question that we have before we take our big break and we get into the 8 o'clock hour. This Monday, think about what you're doing. When you're in a mindset that is like, I hate this place. I hate my house. I hate California. Whatever it is, can you shift it? Can you make a better choice? Can you think, I'm not happy with it right now, but I'm going to be the best that I can be today. I'm going to do an act of kindness. I'm going to, like you did, I'm going to pull a weed. I know you were like, I can't. But you pulled weeds, and it's a movement forward, and it's positive.
I know the vegans probably calling me a murderer. Because I could hear the little screams when I, and I'd start digging them out with that screwdriver. I could hear little screams in there going, oh, oh.
Yes, with a smile on your face.
I just, I'm sorry.
Right.
I saw a photo of somebody cutting grass. And
you threw water on my point.
No, I did not. No, you know what? People should take, am I doing what I, they need to take time to be introspective. Like you said, am I doing what I want with my life?
Hey,
and if you're not, what can you do then?
Top Gun 2 is coming out.
It is.
That's something we're excited about.
Next year, summer. Next year. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Jonathan Anderson of the Good News Rescue Mission with us. This is Carl Lindebot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is disputing Iran's claim that it arrested 17 Iranian nationals recruited by the CIA. Iran says the arrests were made in recent months and some of the individuals have been sentenced to death. But the president says there's zero truth to the claim. In a proposed settlement, Equifax would pay hundreds of millions of dollars to settle a 2017 data breach that exposed the private information of nearly 150 million people.
The credit reporting agency would pay up to $700 million to settle with the Federal Trade Commission and others. The proposed settlement needs to be approved by the Federal District Court, Northern District of Georgia. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau coordinated its investigation with the Federal Trade Commission and attorneys general from across the U.S. The deal would include up to $425 million in monetary relief to consumers and a $100 million civil penalty. Mike Hemp in Washington.
After several days of stifling heat and humidity, cooler weather is on the way for the central and eastern United States, says meteorologist Bob Orovac.
With the colder air coming in, we're also going to get a pretty large area of heavy rain stretching all the way from the lower Mississippi Valley through the central Appalachians and into the mid-Atlantic. And across these areas, we do have the potential for some flash flooding over the next 24 hours.
At a ceremony this morning, the late Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens was remembered as a man with a deep devotion to the rule of law. Stevens died last week at age 99. His body is lying in repose in the court's Great Hall. President and Mrs. Trump left the White House a short time ago to pay their respects. More demonstrations in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where protesters are demanding the resignation of the governor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Correspondent Matt Small reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller will be questioned by the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees later this week.
Both Republicans and Democrats seem to agree that Robert Mueller's testimony this week could be pivotal in shifting public opinion on the question of holding the president accountable. While his April report didn't find sufficient evidence to establish charges of criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia to swing the election, it did say the president couldn't be cleared of trying to obstruct the investigation.
On Twitter this morning, President Trump said Mueller is highly conflicted and should not be given another bite at the apple following his 2-year investigation. He said, in the end, it will be bad for him and the phony Democrats in Congress, who the president says have done nothing but waste time on this ridiculous witch hunt. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Lufthansa has resumed flying to Cairo following a one-day suspension due to safety concerns.
While Lufthansa has resumed its flights, British Airways is continuing with its 7-day suspension of flights to Cairo on security concerns. The U.S. warned citizens about traveling to Egypt, saying terrorist groups, including ISIS, committed multiple deadly attacks. British authorities also warned against traveling to parts of Egypt due to terrorist attacks.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling for a full investigation into the power outages in New York City following this weekend's high temperatures. De Blasio says he's lost trust in Con Edison after the private utility company made a conscious decision to shut down power in several neighborhoods. He said the outages were avoidable. The shutdown came during a heat wave gripping the East Coast and central U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's the 22nd of July. We've lost July just like we lost June. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, Linda. We should say we gained July, not lost it. We gained July. We still got much to gain, don't we?
We have.
It's a word. And the word today of the temperature, before we go to the phones, it's going to be hot today. That's the word. 102 today with our lows of about 71. Tomorrow our highs call of 101 with overnight lows around 71. Hot skies and temperatures on Wednesday with about 104 and our lows about 73. It's currently 78 degrees in the downtown studios as we speak. Thursday calls for our temperatures to run about 105 and Friday 102. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Do get discounts, 365-3793. And now let's go to the phones with Sally. Good morning, Sally. Let's find out what's happening with your meetings tonight.
Good morning. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk this week about the four ladies of the squad and where they came from and basically who's the brains behind them. And if have you ever heard of the Justice Democrats?
Yes.
Well, that, we're going to have an expose tonight. We're going to show a video about the group that is behind these ladies, and it is very revealing and it's very interesting. And interestingly enough, our own Audrey Denning touts the fact that she is part of this group.
You know, I saw that on her website.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know enough about Justice Democrats, so I'll have to come down there and listen tonight.
Also, there's a great video that we are going to show tonight. I'll send it to you. It's about 25 minutes long, but I'll tell you, it explains a lot.
Okay.
So that's tonight. And we're also going to talk about California crime families. So it should be a very interesting evening tonight. And that starts at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
In a place that looks just like a church.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Hey, Sally, thank you so much for the phone
call. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. Hey, we are blessed. Is that the right word since it's Jonathan from the Good News Western Message? We are blessed to have Jonathan Anderson.
Works for me.
Anderson with us today from the CEO. I don't know. I don't think you're called the CEO, are you? But are
Executive
you?
Director.
Executive Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. When it's 100 out there, what is that? You have more people coming in? What do you do? Because, I mean, it's hot.
It is hot. I mean, we opened up our doors as a cooling center, so people are welcome. But, you know, actually, we see a little bit less people on the hot months. When it's raining, that's when we really have an influx of people.
Uh-huh.
Well, welcome, Jonathan Anderson. Again, 7 years you've been with the mission and 5 years as CEO.
Executive director.
I have CEO written down. Either one's going to work. You know, he's you know, the buck stops there. Inside the building. But, I mean, can you share with us in this last 5 years, if you were to do a synopsis of what has gone on with the body of work since you've been there, can you just, you know, tell our listeners and in an encapsulated way if you can?
Absolutely. So within the mission as a whole, I mean, we've made a tremendous amount of changes procedurally on our end. So really looked at what can we do to tighten up accountability for one. And so we've implemented accountability into every program that we have. We've taken responsibility as something that people should take pride in. And so we require responsibility and accountability for all of the programs that we run. And then into that, we also expanded drastically. So we took our women's homeless shelter and our women's drug and alcohol recovery facilities. We built brand new ones, renovated those, and drastically increased the capacity for them. So we see that women and children enduring homelessness is on a huge rise right now, has been.
Really? Women in homelessness.
Yes.
And
yes.
Children in homelessness.
Yes.
So and what would the statistics, let me finish, I'm sorry. Okay. What would the statistics, could you give us kind of like a percentage in this, is this Shasta County?
So that really, I think that's as a whole, nationwide. We're seeing more and more of that, but within Shasta County, it is quite a bit. So for us, a good example, we had 20 beds in our homeless shelter. We had to increase that to 120 beds. That's for on the women's side. And then we went from
20 to 120?
Yep. And then we went from 16 for women and children into 36 for the recovery side. That's for the 18-month program. What we're seeing right now on average is about 204 to maybe 300 children a year come through the mission. Before, you might be lucky to have 200 women. Now we have 200-plus children, and we're going to see probably about 700 to 800 women come through the mission each year.
Well, Jonathan, why the big explosion here for women and children? Are they they've lost their homes, their marriages? What I mean, how many of them just kind of like come in here from other places?
Not a whole lot come from other places. I mean, that's a popular misconception.
Mm-hmm.
I would say about 90% of the people we deal with are just
homegrown.
They're homegrown right here. But to that question, you know, why this rise? I personally think it's a combination of everything. One, our biggest cause of poverty within the mission that we see is a generational cycle of poverty. A lot of grandparents who were on government welfare taught children how to live off that, now teaching grandchildren how to live off that. There's a lack of responsibility to get out of the government welfare system and into a tax-based economy. So that's one major push there. But then also a huge rise in the heroin use. An unprecedented thing is happening for the past couple years where women are coming into the recovery program and they have the option to successfully complete the drug and alcohol addiction program, or they may lose their children if they don't to CFS. And we're seeing a lot of women say, look, I can't kick this heroin, so take my children. The heroin's too strong. That's something we had never seen in years prior.
Wow.
So opioid addiction is...
That's kind of huge. I mean,
it's huge.
I mean, I'm not surprised. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to take a break after this one. Early break. We have friends. They're raising their grandchild. They adopted them as their own, but they're not the only ones. There's many that whose kids have gotten so into the into heroin, they can't take care of kids. In this one family, this is the fourth child they've lost. Four children they've lost because of heroin addiction. Well, first of all, they need to stop having kids, but I don't think they think about that. We're in the throes of heroin. But they've adopted this child, but there's many, many, many others that we know of, too, that this is happening.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this when we get back. We're here with Jonathan Anderson, who is the executive director, CEO, and really he's just where the buck stops at the Good News Rescue Mission. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, 15 years in business. Sharon Clark just does an extraordinary job helping people in our community. Whether it's 2 hours from 2 hours a day, somebody coming in or checking them and somebody's had surgery, or if it's 24 hours a day of true, true good care, it comes from Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Sharon Clark says there's no place like home, and she is so right. We'll be right back. Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission.
I'm B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of a mother's little welfare.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Wow, that is a scary, scary song from Rolling Stones there, Mama's Little Helper. You know, when you see that, you think, oh, it's about her kids. No, it's about a little yellow pill, and we're talking about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You're having problems with fire insurance, getting fire insurance, give Judy Maxwell a call. She fights for her friends, and that's who her clients are, her friends. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. We have our insurance with Judy Maxwell, and there's a reason for that. Why don't you find out by calling her at 221-0441? Linda and I are here with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. And everybody knows Jonathan, and, you know, we were discussing Seattle is dying during the break, and you know, and as Jonathan pointed out in the last segment, is that women are giving up their kids because they can't give up heroin. And in Seattle's dying, it laid everything. It laid everything that's happening there to drugs. Do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one of the biggest symptoms to the homeless cycle that we see right now, it is drug. It's drug-induced, opioids especially. You know, methamphetamine used to be the drug of choice within Shasta County.
Yeah, I remember when I first got here. But you know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Rob Pelletti, in the very first show he was on our station, yeah, said, he says, heroin's coming. And everybody goes, huh? He goes, oh, yeah. He says, it'll take it. He says, it's in Stockton now. It'll be up here in Redding. He says, it's going to be an epidemic. And nobody really heard him say that.
Yep.
And he was so right.
He's absolutely right. And it is. It is. And the difference, I mean, with heroin, nine times out of ten, you can't just stop it cold turkey. I mean, you need to go through a medical assistance to be able to do the detox. And, yeah, it's brutal. So it's a survival drug. You know, people have to, they have to steal. It's a crime drug because they have to feed that addiction. I mean, people could literally die if they just stop, depending on the severity of where they're at with it. But, you know, I would also say it's the biggest symptom I think we see right now with homelessness. But the root cause to all that, in my personal opinion, it's a lack of healthy, positive community. I mean, so for us, about 80% of the population we serve started using drugs before they were 10 years old. Think about that. So what was that community like when they were 10 years old? You know, and then what's the community like for them? So psychology shows.
You mean the community meaning like Redding?
No, community as in your friends and your family, support
okay.
structure.
Your inner family. Okay.
Yeah. So we have to have healthy, positive relationships in life. And for me, I think that's the root cause of everything. Everything else is a symptom. But if you lack a vibrant, healthy community, a positive social network, you will fail in every single thing you do. And that's just psychology shows that. So opioids, absolutely. That's one of the biggest things we are fighting right now. But at the root cause, somewhere along the way, it was broken relationships that forced someone into that lifestyle.
Or they were introduced to by older siblings. Right. I've heard things like that. Oh, yeah, when I was 10, my brother shot me up with meth. And I'm like, I just am not sure.
So we start.
I'm just not just sure. You know, I can't fathom that, how a brother would do that an older brother would do that to his younger brother.
Yeah. That is the number one most common age we see is between 6 years old and 10 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do they start with?
Usually it's heroin or methamphetamine.
Yeah. Right off the bat?
Well, and it's not. So what it is it's parents or it's siblings or it's uncles, you know, that are injecting someone with this, or you know, they're enduring some incredibly severe inhumane abuse around 6 years old, and by the time they're 10 to 12, they're willfully using to escape that reality of what they're enduring.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that is the most common that we see. And think about that. If that was you, you would hate humanity as
a
whole.
I hope everybody takes this away. This is from somebody that sees it all the day, sees it every day, and as people see it every day, live with this, is that this starts around before they're 10 years old.
Yeah.
In many, you know, and what he's seeing here, did you say 80% of it starts before age 10?
80% of the people we deal that are dealing with the drug addiction, yeah.
Can you, and also in Seattle's Dying, the last part of the film was what they're doing in Rhode Island, and it's called the MATS program, which you're familiar with that. Methadone and two other things they were using.
Right, Suboxone.
Yeah. And this is a drug, and this is something they have to take their whole lives. And people actually say, well, you're just substituting one drug for another. I can't believe that people believe that when they say it.
Yeah, you know, and truthfully, a lot of people, majority, wean off of that, you know, and so you need to go through stages. But you have great programs like Aegis Treatment here, Hill Country Medical. They they all have these medically assisted treatments. And so, you know, to quote our good buddy Rob Pelletti again, him and I toured Aegis down in Chico a long time ago, and the way he equated it is, look, I have to take blood pressure medication in order that I don't die, right? But
there you go.
You would never know that. And some of these people have to be able to take the methadone in order that they don't
die. It's a prescription drug, just like you said, just like blood pressure or, you know, cholesterol or whatever people take. That's the way they're going to live until they, you know, if you're on blood pressure and, you know, you get less stress, you lose weight, whatever, you can get off that. Same thing with except imagine, so well, getting off your methadone.
And the difference with the medically assisted one is they put an antagonist in it so the person does not get a high. There's no high in it. And if you were to try and go inject heroin right after using the methadone, you couldn't get a high. It would make you sick and
wow.
You'd throw up. And so there's an antagonist that will discourage you from using mm-hmm. the actual drug. And so people can operate heavy machinery, they can drive, all of that. So you're not impaired in any way.
So you shouldn't have a bad rap if you're trying to get back with your life and you on methadone. Okay,
ooh,
so
that's good.
In 2015, around 6% of the American population aged 12 and older had tried methamphetamine or meth at least once, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. It's found as a white powder in a glass-like form called crystal meth. Meth is generally smoked, injected, swallowed, or snorted. It talks about this. You might want to look this up. It's very interesting. AmericanAddictCenters.org. Methamphetamine affects the dopamine levels in the brain, causing a flood of the neurotransmitter that disrupts normal functioning. Dopamine is not only responsible for feeling pleasure, but also for motivation, movement, memory functions, learning, and reward well, processing. In short, meth makes a person feel good and makes them want to take it to continue to making them feel this way. Here's some side effects. Aggressive behaviors, trouble with verbal learning and memory, violent outbursts, anxiety, depression, paranoia, confusion, distractibility, difficulty sleeping, movement, motor, and coordinated issues, mood disturbances, visual and auditory hallucinations, and delusions.
And you could stay up for a week at a time.
Well, you know, the one thing also during at the Cascade Theater, there was Dr. Greenberg. I'm sure you know Dr. Greenberg. And he, what he was saying was that this dopamine and heroin and meth push it up to like 1,000%, where you're usually running at 200, it pushes it way over 1,000. If you're looking at 200 with 200%, let's just say percent in your brain for normal, that's how you feel normal.
Yeah.
And if you're having a really bad day, it may go down to 150. But with the dopamine or with the meth and the heroin, it pushes you up to the 1,000 level. And when you don't have it, it takes you down to like 20. And this is why he explained mm-hmm. people have to take it just to feel normal. But it started back when they were 8 years.
True.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible.
I mean, it's just,
don't picture it.
You wouldn't. And here's the sad fact, too. So we see people today, a lot of the people that you see South City Park or at the post office, those are people that don't want anything to do with the mission, you know, and in that crowd, some of them are really aggressive. They exhibit a lot of the symptoms that Linda was showing. And so, you know, it's hard for us to imagine when we see somebody who's, say, 40 years old living on the street. It's hard to imagine that's a 10-year-old with a heroin needle sticking in their arm. You know, we can't picture that. But if that was a 10-year-old with a heroin needle, what would our response be to them? It would be vastly different than if they're this 40-year-old adult who's cussing us out, right? We'd have we would run. We'd pick up that child and say, there's no way I'm going to let you live the lifestyle that you're living. But now that they're this 40-year-old adult, they're cussing us out, we want nothing to do with them. That's the problem on our end in society. We can't just let that happen. We have to engage that. We have to confront that. We have to fight back with that, right? This person is never going to want help for themselves. How do we go and wrap our arms around them and say, look, I'm not going to let you live that lifestyle?
Let's break right here because there's answers to this. And by the way, we got a phone call during the news break from somebody that knows what he's talking about, works from the city. excuse me, works for the city and says that the South City moved up to the post office, the worst of the South City moved up to the post office. And he says in Raba and over there at the Betts Hall, he says these are the ones that they've always had problems with. These are the hardcore guys and girls. And these are the ones that do not seek help from, and Jonathan and I talked about it too. These are the ones that will not seek help. These are the ones that we're going to talk about how we're going to help them when we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health and is fully accredited chest pain center. From prevention and diagnosis to treatment and rehabilitation, they are there, and they are trained, and they have proven their worth and their abilities. Think of this. In the whole nation, Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the top 50. We'll be right back right after these messages with Jonathan Anderson, Executive Director of the Good News Rescue Mission, and how do we help that 40-year-old who's got a needle sticking out of his arm.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
No popping the pills, no smoking the pills that make me feel okay. You go down easy, baby. I could drink you by the case. You're my
good morning.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. Yeah, let's do it together. Welcome back. 79 degrees in the downtown studios, and Ashley's always pulling up some great music. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, Carl and Linda Bott with our wonderful morning. When we say wonderful, we love our guests. We love being here. It's our Monday morning show, Free Fire Radio, and we welcome our very special guest, Jonathan Anderson, from with the Good News Rescue Mission.
There you go. Jonathan, good morning. When we left, you said it was really powerful. If you saw a 10-year-old with a heroin needle stuck in his arm or her arm, you'd run over there, you'd grab him, you'd take him to help, get him help. If you see a 40-year-old doing it, and we see it all the time around here, you just say, well, I hope that they don't die here. Or maybe you don't even think that. Maybe you just don't think anything at all. So we've got to do something, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
We've got to intervene no matter what the age is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and it's hard because we can't picture that 40-year-old as starting heroin at 10 years old or 6 years old even. And so, you know, at the same time, I get it. You know, you have a place of business and somebody's sleeping in front of your place of business. They're passed out. There's needles. I mean, that's not acceptable either. And so, you know, for me, I believe that we as a society, we need to get to the point where we can actually sacrifice our time to engage people personally, one-on-one, not leave it to programs, not leave it to government. We need to go down and we need to start talking to people one-on-one, build a relationship with them. That's the one thing they've never had in their entire life is a healthy, positive relationship. And when that happens, we will drastically see the fabric of our society turn around. But as hell, I mean, you're walking through hell with someone. And so, like, for the mission, you know, United Shasta is helping us right now, and we're doing an outreach program where we go to the post office, we go downtown with a van, and we engage people, and we just build relationship and try to encourage them to come back to the mission and take part of our programs, you know. And if they do that, one of the programs, it is our long-term drug and alcohol recovery program, you know, where Linda and I were talking, and a lot of the people – if you started drugs at 10 years old, arrested development kicks in. You might be 40 years old today, but your mentality is a 10-year-old mentality. Your maturity level is a 10-year-old in your educational level. It's at 10 years old. And so that's why at the mission, our recovery program is 18 months long because we have to get well past the detox and well past the addiction to break into what was going on in your life at 10 years old and 6 years old, that we can go back to that time frame and we can overcome all of the issues that you were dealing with and teach you how to cope with that without drugs. So you can work within society, a normal, healthy, functioning lifestyle.
Well, and many times a sexually abused child will turn to drugs.
Yes.
More
yes.
Self-inflicting
so
behavior.
If we all go back to this, I think it's called ACEs.
Yep.
Adverse childhood experiences.
Yes.
And so it's whether it's sexual abuse or drugs or domestic violence could be
yes.
in there. Now, there's been a lot of talk about building a facility that can hold 500 people. Or I should say a series of facilities, a work camp, a detention center. A lot of these for misdemeanors or drug people yeah. with drug habits. And the idea being is that that's kind of your holding center as you then do this in conjunction with drug and alcohol programs.
Yeah.
So that you can try, since they are not going to do it on their own.
Yep.
That they now have a choice of either staying in jail and detoxing or going to a program and starting to rebuild their lives. This MATS program seems to be pretty successful back in Rhode Island. Is this what we are envisioning here in Reading?
You know, Chief Mike Johnson and Anderson, he put together a plan that he presented, and it really does make sense on that level. So it wasn't to target homelessness. It was misdemeanor offenses, not felony, misdemeanor. Anybody
right,
in the community,
right.
Homeless or not, right? And the whole idea was if you commit a misdemeanor, there is a custodial facility, and you have options, right? If you're not drug addicted and you're not homeless or anything like that, you're just, hey, I committed this misdemeanor, you could choose jail or you could choose to work that off in community service. It's your
right.
choice. If you have a drug addiction, you could choose a recovery program or you could choose just to stay in jail. If you're homeless, you could choose to go through supportive help or you could choose to spend the time there. And so it's an option.
Any way you look at it, you're off the street, though.
You're off
the
street.
And we are offering you every chance in the world to better yourself.
Yes. And when you can add those programs and the drug rehabilitation and the counseling within that custodial facility, you're now getting someone a treatment that they would not have been able to ask for themselves. We actually put that in one of our newsletters. One of our students, a woman who could not get help for herself, heroin addict, and it was an officer that arrested her. And the moment she was in jail, there were some programs that they were offering her, and that's what led her to our program, and now she's about to graduate.
You know, this is the thing, Jonathan, that I think we need to do is nobody just wants to take homeless people. And I'm not even sure if I should even – they're homeless, but drug-addicted homeless. Let me call them that, drug-addicted
sure.
homeless. I think that really probably more captures what they are as opposed to somebody that is just – lost their job or their home or something like this, and there's lots of projects out there to help. But the drug addicted homeless, if they have that choice, there's going to be some that just say, I'm here in the jail for 6 months now, or a year. Let's just say a year because they've been stealing and all these things. They do get some kind. I mean, they can't just come down. I mean, like you said, it could kill them. So they must be getting some kind of treatment there. Right? I mean,
yes.
Inside the jail.
You know, I don't know what all they have available to them in the jail right now, but I would...
It must be something, though. I mean, you can't just watch them. You can't have 10 of them in there detoxing at the same time, you know. So there's got to be something.
I would hope there's something.
Well, I hope the sheriff's listening or somebody from the
right.
sheriff's department
call
is listening
tell
and
it.
Tell us what's going on there, because that was always my thought.
Yeah.
If you're in there, you're going to detox anyway.
Yeah, you are going to detox.
I mean, they're not going to give you heroin while they're in there. The other thing too, though, is there's another program they're talking about putting at the Good News Rescue Mission where it's secular. Is this true?
So
you may have already started it.
What we're trying to do for our campus future is, you know, envision, a full campus, three city blocks there that has all the social services that somebody would need. So it's, you know, it's not the mission's job to try to solve homelessness. That's not our job. We do the best we can. But, you know, so a medical respite facility or a dog kennel or various things like that where, hey, if Haven Humane could come in and they could run and operate a dog kennel on the campus, we've got land that we could lease to them to do that. And so there's private-public partnerships. And I think that's the way that we have to move for the future in our societies is these private-public partnerships.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jonathan. Thank you for what you do there. It's it's amazing. We had a group of your people in the Patriot meeting a couple of weeks ago, and they were outstanding.
Oh, fantastic.
So thank you again for that. You mentioned misdemeanor, but I think the challenge here is you have to define misdemeanor. The way I understand it, use of heroin is like a traffic ticket. So does that mean if someone gets a traffic ticket that they would go to this facility or have the option for that? So I think the problem that we have, the root problem, is the fact that the laws in California are skewed. We've got to change that on a legislative level. That's where we should be concentrating. And the other thing I want to ask you about is, and I know you agree with this, heroin and methamphetamine and drugs is probably, I'd say, 50 to 75% of the reason we have a lot of this dysfunctional situation that we have in Reading, not so much the families growing up on welfare, et cetera, but the people out on the street. and they do get violent, and some of them never want to be helped. You know, if we could get the police to stop the drug flow, and of course if the laws were changed in a way, or we could maybe use the laws with some other method, but reducing the drugs, I think, is the bottom line of this whole thing. What do you think?
Yeah, so great
thanks,
points.
Gary.
I think people are going to, they might be shocked at what I'm about to say here, but that's a fantastic point. AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, were absolute detriments to our communities. Not so much AB 109, but Prop 47, 57 for sure. So 47 took felonious drug crimes and reduced them to misdemeanor offenses. People were then eligible for early release under AB 109. Prop 57 took 500 seriously heinous and seriously violent crimes and reduced them to nonviolent, non-heinous crimes. So, for example, rape of an intoxicated person is nonviolent. To discharge a firearm at a peace officer, nonviolent. To discharge an explosive on school grounds with intent of terrorism, nonviolent. And now people under Prop 57 with those previous crimes are eligible for early release as well. And so 47, 57, absolute detriments. But the other point that Terry makes, too, is, you know, there's 40,000 people in Shasta County who live below, well below the poverty level. And that's a third of our county. But what a lot of people don't know is Shasta County's always been the capital in California for methamphetamine production. But when you take the Shasta National Forest combined with the Trinity National Forest and the Humboldt National Forest and the Mendocino, all of us grouped together, it's the largest marijuana cultivation in the entire world. Shasta County is a part of the largest marijuana cultivation in the whole world. And so what you get with that is you have a huge influx of drugs, not just marijuana on an illegal side, but you have that being trafficked alongside of heroin, huge amounts of heroin trafficking happening.
Now, you know, and let's add to this right before the break here, is that we're also on the interstate, and we can go different directions from right here in Redding, and we're halfway between Portland and in Mexico.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to stop, you know, do an overnighter, and then, you know, dump off your drugs and then keep going. We're here with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. It's we're talking about, you know, homelessness. It really has taken a second place to everything we're talking about today. You know, Linda's had talking about meth. Jonathan's talking about heroin and meth. That our problems, and Terry came in with this question, is the problem is the drugs. Unfortunately, you can carry 10 doses of heroin on you and just get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
10 shots of heroin on you and still just get a ticket. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, whether it's CCW unarmed combat. Yes, we have classes on that, on how to defend yourself, defense of your home, tactical rifle. All of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Check out, learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back. It's 8:48 in the morning, 79 degrees, going up to 101 today.
It's all going to pop, whether we like it or not. The best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and they're all gonna miss it a lot. All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. Got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pop.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Roll up a great big fat one like old Cheech Chin John. Burn it through a hole in a can of Budweiser.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This has been a very interesting 50 minutes so far. It's like 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 22nd of July. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of that moon landing. And, you know, what a fantastic event that was. It was something that President Kennedy said will be on the moon by the end of this decade. Unfortunately, he did not see not live to see that. But what a huge, huge, huge step that was in our, not just in America, but the world. I mean, this was a world event.
And you know what they said when we watched the broadcast and went back in the history is that we asked that the world pray. And we both went, whoa, that would never happen today.
Well, they asked, you know, the Senate and the House prayed when the Apollo 13 then was having problems,
right.
But also for Apollo 11, that they would make it back. Can you imagine the House of Representatives and the Senate had prayers, official prayers, hoping to get, you know, praying for them to return safely. Anyway.
Amazing.
Speaking of somebody that prays to help and helps people return safely, we're here with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this portion of the show was brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I haven't missed one of these in 10 years. I can't miss this one. Man's Last Stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Okay, Jonathan, let's end up on a high note here. We've got 300 people that are the hardcore. They're not going to go. These are the ones that are shooting up out there. These are the ones that these are the ones that are organized, as you've seen, they have their hierarchies, they have prostitution, they have drugs, all this. But the Good News Rescue Mission sure helps a lot of people.
Yeah, so you're right. There's about 300 to 400 who, you know, when people think of homelessness, what they think of is what they see on the street. And so there's the 300 to 400 who live unsheltered on the street here. A lot of the stuff we talked about, you know, pertains to that population overall. But at the mission, what people don't see is we're going to serve anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 unduplicated people each year at the mission. And those are people that you won't see on the street because the mission's there helping them. We're helping them to stabilize and get back into a home or back into a functioning job, anything of that nature. And so the great encouragement I have for this community is you might see 300 people sleeping out on the street and think, oh my gosh, the town's going to hell. No, there's 3,000 that the mission and our other social service providers from the county, Shasta Community Health Center, Hill Country, all of us are working with this population to make sure they don't wind up on the street. They don't wind up in that chronic cycle. And that's actually a big number of people that you don't realize.
You know, and that's what we don't see. We don't see it. And now you have it any one night, 200 to 250 people staying there.
Yeah.
You could push that up to 400. I mean, you've got room.
We could.
Got room for, what, another 100 easily?
We absolutely.
Okay.
So we've actually never hit our maximum capacity.
And this is important because when people go, well, they have no place to go to, that's not true. And when they go to spend the night at the Good News Rescue Mission, they are not immediately hit over the head with a cross and tied to a bed, which is what people seem to think. No, this is a totally secular. Totally, there's just a place to spend the night, a place to get something to eat, and all this for people. This whole thing, and I think that you've broken the code on this, that you give a place to get them off the street, and you offer them the chance to move forward their lives.
Yeah.
And we need to do this, Redding. We need to do this as a community. We wouldn't let a 10-year-old put heroin in their arms if we were watching it. We can't let 40-year-olds or 50-year-olds or 60-year-olds do it either. And we've got to find a way of, one, keeping that needle out of their arm, and if that means in a safe place for them. You could call it a jail. You can call it a detention center. I don't care what you call it. The first, you know, phase one of recovery, you can call it anything you want. But first we have to get their attention. Then we move on. We can't just continue like this. It doesn't work.
Absolutely. And you can see what happens to society if you just continue to and you do nothing. You know, but I would say we, just so people aren't confused, we are absolutely faith-based,
yes,
unapologetically faith-based. But we don't require people to have to, you know, subscribe to what we believe in or we don't force people to go to a chapel service in order to receive services. So the services are there. We are faith-based, and we provide you all the options for that. But you have to choose it. You have to want that.
Okay. All right. You know, Jonathan Anderson,
congratulations on 5 years, 7 years with the mission and 5 years as CEO.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Do you see what's in your future? We've got about 2 minutes.
I would say no matter what's in my future, I don't know what that really looks like, but what it needs to have is trying to take our mainstream society and our homeless community and bridge the two together so there's no animosity between it. And so just educating people on, hey, that 2,000 to 3,000, who wouldn't want to help and support that population?
Mm-hmm.
And then on our end, as social service providers, as law enforcement, all that, coming up with strategic plans to say, okay, now how do we tackle that 300 population? Because it wouldn't be right for Carl or Linda to go take someone from that population into your home. It'd be very dangerous.
A shout out to Kelly Verhoog.
Oh, we love Kelly.
I have to say her name and her pro and what she's doing with her program.
Yes, she is amazing. And, you know, the stuff she's doing with Manter House down there in Anderson as well. I mean, it's just she's incredible. She is a huge asset to our community.
There you go, buddy.
Okay. Hey.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Oh, thank you
for enlightening us.
I believe Ken Murray's going to be with me tomorrow because there's all types of things Ken and I have to catch up on. But there's so many things in our community. And let's be thinking this. You wouldn't let a 10-year-old stick heroin in their veins. How do we keep the 40-year-old from doing it and doing it in such a way that it protects not only our community but gets them on the road to a new life? Jonathan Anderson, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you both.
And just remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.